Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena Hunt, entrepreneur, brand enthusiast, latte lover, and your resident rich auntie in the making. I am the CEO and founder of The Devane Collective, a company focused on helping women entrepreneurs launch deeper into their purpose, building profit, and creating impact. This lovely podcast is just one of my tools to do just that. As we do the final countdown to the holiday season, I want to do an episode on selling during the holidays to give you some strategies and resources to help tighten things up as we enter into the biggest sales season of the year. So grab your tea and let's talk. Segment one, what's happening now? We're just a few days out from Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Because of the pandemic, we're already seeing so many brands choose to activate their deals earlier. Walmart, Target, Amazon, and other retailers are offering Black Friday deals every single week in the month of November and into December. We're seeing the shift from what we all know to be the usual holiday sales season to one that is pivoting to fit the current times, right? So the pandemic has not shown to slow spending significantly, even though millions of Americans are facing hardships due to job loss, business shutdowns, capacity issues. The predictions from many firms such as Deloitte and CBRE have spending around 1 to 2% in growth. And even that is just a guess because the pandemic has created some great uncertainties at this point. So what do we know about the holiday season right now? What we do know is this. One, e-commerce still reigns supreme. People are going to do a lot more shopping online than any other season that we have seen. We've already been seeing growth in e-commerce since the start of the pandemic, averaging about 30% growth for some of the major retailers. For smaller businesses who are already operating online, this is your time to shine. You have a better opportunity to sell now as long as you market effectively and get your products in front of those customers. People are much more confident in shopping online now than ever before. And now that has become much more of a norm. It is a bit easier for those who are already operating in the space to carve out a little bit more of it. If you're not operating in e-commerce, check out segment four when I'll give some insights and strategies on how to make some inroads here. Number two, people have started shopping earlier. It's no longer just two major shopping holidays, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Every day can be a major shopping holiday. People are looking for deals everywhere now and around the clock. Since November 1st, many retailers and shops and brands have begun leveraging the e-commerce shopping space by offering deals daily or weekly. You can do the same thing. You can think about what it means to create your own special shopping days where customers can get that deal that isn't just in those traditional 2 days we've seen over the past several years. And then number three, experience still matters. Even in a pandemic and with how we shop switched up a bit, people are still looking for experiences. They want to experience safety. They want to experience brands that align with their ideals. They want to experience streamlined services for shopping. That is a differentiator opportunity. For any brand at this point, I'd recommend making sure you're providing an experience that helps that customer buy and even come back. Again, I'll go into some details on this all in segment four, so just stay tuned. The pandemic definitely has made holiday shopping a little different. It's made people rethink who they're shopping for, how they're shopping, what they want to get, and what is important to them in that experience. Understanding your customer can be very, very beneficial at this point, more than ever. You need to know what they value and provide that experience to gain that sell. The pandemic is raging right now. So many states are seeing record number of cases daily. Our hospitals are reaching capacity. Some are even at capacity. We have many people around us who still choose not to honor the very basics of health safety by wearing a mask and practicing social distancing. It's resulting in some very dire circumstances right now. While a lot of us are glad that people who trust science will again be in the White House come January 20th, we still have some time to go till that happens, right? So we need to do our very best to offer shopping opportunities that support the guidelines and make people as safe as possible while doing their holiday shopping. Segment 2, self-care. Leading up to this crazy busy season, it's important to remind yourself that you can't pour from an empty cup. So what does that mean for you? Take time to just be by yourself. Don't overwork. Don't feel the need to be drawn into every little thing. Make sure you carve out time for yourself. So here are a few things I want you to remember while you're prepping for this big sale season. Number one, sleep is your friend. Please get some. I'll sleep when I die is such a terrible thing to say and live by. I hate that phrase so much. You need sleep. You're sharper when you've had sleep. You make better decisions. You're less impulsive. You can be more thoughtful in your approach and deliver better results all around. So make sure you're getting at least 6 hours of sleep some way, somehow. I know that may be difficult for some of you who are moms, especially to little ones, but when you can steal some time to sleep, please, please do so. Number two, take that luxurious bath. I took a glorious bubble bath recently and it was transformative. Oh my God. It was just what I needed to unwind. Lighting candles, pouring in that lavender luxury bubble bath, having that glass of wine or whatever your beverage of choice is, and some soft music, hello R&B playlist, and just chill out. It is so good. Listen, when I got out of the tub, I felt like a brand new person. It was what I needed to release some tension I was holding on to and to just feel better overall. And then number three, schedule in real breaks throughout your day. Block out time for you. Time to have lunch, time to meditate, time to work out, time to read a book, time to just breathe. Your calendar is yours. That means you have every right to add into it blocks that are focused on you. Call it executive time or whatever you want. Just put it in the calendar so your team knows not to book over it and you have a trigger of when you need to push away from your work and actually take a real break. Scheduling out your entire workday every day is definitely not a good way to work at any time. Not at all. Especially not now while we are battling a pandemic and holidays at the exact same time. Everybody is already extremely anxious. We need to be thinking about ourselves and making sure we're taking care of ourselves in these moments because it's super important. So those are just a few things you can do to take care of you over these next couple of months and beyond. You may have ramped up work to hit those sales goals for this holiday season, but that doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your own sanity or self-care to do it. That means you have to be just that much intentional with it. You have to be intentional in centering you and your needs so your best self can show up and deliver this entire season. Now, hop to it and go do it. Segment 3, Black Excellence. In this segment, I usually focus on Black entrepreneurs, past or present. For this episode, I want to do a little different and showcase 3 Black-owned businesses and what they're offering for you to purchase this holiday season. So let's patronize some Black businesses for some of our holiday shopping. Come on, patronize Black businesses. Buy Black. Number one is Tabahani Fragrances. Okay, so this one is personal to me because it's actually my cousin's company and it is amazing. Tabahani Fragrances is a faith-based fragrance company founded by Robin Smith, author of Perfumed Letters. You can get that on Amazon, by the way. Tabahani has many fragrances and gift boxes you can purchase for the woman you love or for yourself to smell your best. Who doesn't love a good scent and a godly one at that? My second one is 12 AM Company. This one is for our shoe lovers. Eleanor in Oakland, native Ariel Lomax online shoe store is a good shop to visit to buy everything from slippers to heels. This designer and entrepreneur has an eye for footwear, and her shop showcases some cute and comfy options for the ladies in your life. And then my third one is Pretty Honest Candle Company. I don't know about you, but I love a good scent in my home. Candles are my vibe. And Pretty Honest Candle Company, the founder, Andrea, understood what it means to have a scent that fills up a room. So she created this company with soy-based candles to do just that. So make sure you check it out. I have links for all of those three companies in the show notes. So please make sure you click on them and shop them and support Black businesses. If you are a Black-owned business and have a product you want to share, I'd love to add it to an upcoming blog featuring a few businesses to shop for the holiday season. So if that's the case, email us at hello@sheenahunt.com by November 23rd to be featured. Segment 4, The Biz Corner. The holiday season is here, and I do want to use this segment to talk about how you can make sure your business is positioned to do well in these final days. We are all getting inundated with emails, mailers, commercials, ads on social medias, and even text messages on sales happening at some of our favorite shops and beyond. I want to give you a few things to focus on with your holiday selling strategy, because it's not too late to cherry pick a couple of things and layer them in. This is not a throw the baby out with the bathwater type of thing, okay? This is add another thing or two or improve upon what you have. All of these things may not apply to your business. Your mileage may vary. So please be cognizant of that as you take some of this information and choose to use what works for you. So let's talk about a few things you can do to get better engagement in sales this holiday season. Number one, let's talk about your business and what you can deliver. Knowing what you can deliver and how you can deliver it is important to actually selling. If you have physical products you're selling, that's knowing what your inventory levels are, okay? What's required to get those items from your shop, whether virtual or physical, to the customer. There is understanding your supply chain for those raw materials required to even create the product, doing a quick assessment of that, identifying what's reasonable in regards to what you know you can deliver on and working that. Don't overpromise and underdeliver. Don't sell and have very little to deliver to people. The fallout from that, especially at this time of the year, can be detrimental to your brand. So step back, figure out what you have on hand and what you know you can deliver. Adjust those available quantities in your inventory. Make sure your inventory is adjusting as people buy to keep you in check and honest with what you can deliver to customers. The supply chain obviously has been disrupted by COVID for a lot of businesses and industries, and it's even slowed down for some. So you don't want to think you have things in the pipeline and selling from that. So you want to sell from what you have on hand and prevent the headache. If push comes to shove and you want to sell from what you don't have, at least offer a holdover for those buyers. If you're selling, you know, like fancy towels, perhaps send them a gift for purchase in the mail, like a fancy soap or something, or some other cute offer to hold them over until your product ships to them. Also, make sure they know ahead of time that they won't receive the product before the holidays so that they won't depend on it and end up writing you bad reviews. So tangible things you can do now, do a complete inventory review. Make sure your site or your store reflects what you're able to sell, including services. Know your realistic availability. See what's in the pipeline from your suppliers and expected deliveries from them. Knowing these things now will help with ensuring your customers are getting what they paid for. Number two, speaking of customers, Let's talk about customer experience. With everyone selling like crazy right now, you need to set yourself apart somehow, some way. Aside from just how amazing your product or service is, sell an experience. Sell one that you can deliver on, that can be adding in a special gift, cool packaging with a nice handwritten note, streamlined buying experience, maybe an add-on, whatever. You can create an experience that gives customers a little extra oomph when buying from you. People remember experiences. They buy experiences. So take a look at your offer, your product, and deliver and decide if there is something in that experience you can tweak. It may just be how they buy, but whatever it is, choose to make it a differentiator. So things you can do now in that area: identify a sweet offer and cute packaging upgrade that you can couple with your offer and get it ready now. Don't overdo it, but something as sweet as a note can go a very long way. Number three, e-commerce. Online shopping is major right now because of COVID. People have gotten used to shopping online. So this is a great opportunity to create a really good shopping experience for those customers. Take a look at your online store. No matter what you're selling, how shoppable is it? Is it easy to get info a customer will want? Price, details, etc. Is the buy-in experience simple? Can a user shop it from an Instagram post? These are simple things, but can be a make or break for a sale. People aren't looking to spend a lot of time buying gifts for others or themselves. They want to get what they need and get off of a site because they have others to buy from. And you don't want them to leave with an empty cart, right? You don't want them to leave you and there's a cart that has not been paid for. They not filled their cart. You want them to have left your site with a purchase already completed. So things you can do now: analyze your shopping experience. Make the most wanted things easier to shop or add to cart. Check out the purchasing experience. Does your payment provider provide Apple Pay or Google Pay, where they can just do like, hey, just click the button and it's purchased? Can you add that to the site for your checkout? Add most shopped items to your IG post. What are those more popular items that you have that's selling like hotcakes? Have that on your IG account so that people can easily just shop it from there. It's all about just rethinking small things and figuring out how can you improve upon that to provide a better online shopping experience. And of course, number four, market, market, market. Don't be afraid to get real with your messaging. So create social media posts daily. Use the Reels feature in Instagram. Use the shop feature. Be clear with your message and direct. Let them see and read why your product is what they need. Use those emails. Email marketing is still the most effective way to convert potential customers to buyers. So send those emails daily if you have to. Personalize them. Showcase things that they are interested in. Please do not be generic. This is all basic stuff, but it's easy to get lost in the minutiae that we forget the basics, right? So I want you to give your marketing a look and determine if there are some tweaks you need to make there to upgrade or change things so you can see some better results. So pay attention to what converted on past posts, if on social media, and just lean into that. This is the time to really just get out there and go hard in the paint to get the sale. Oh, and let yourself be known. People buy from people, not companies. When they can feel a connection to the owner and those behind the brand, they'll buy even quicker. I have a holiday marketing workbook I'll link in the show notes that can be helpful to you if you want to use it to help out with your marketing. This is for those who haven't quite planned much out yet for real, and they need some help on honing in on their social media marketing plan for the holidays. Y'all last minute folks. That's fine. It is what it is. I'm helping you now. So some things you can do now: add in a couple of more sales emails, add personality to them. Don't make them boring or ho-hum. Include specials if you have any exclusive to those selling on your list. Add a few more social media posts with videos talking about the things that you're selling. Get people excited and engaged. Speaking of engagement, engage with comments, especially on Instagram, to further boost your posts. Oh, and download the Holiday Marketing Workbook if you need some more help there. Again, that link is in the show notes. And number five, ramp up your customer service now. So many brands fall off on customer service during the holidays, obviously because of vacations and breaks or whatever. But this is the time where you need a tight customer service program. You need to know the usual issues buyers may run into and have a system in place to help guide them through it in real time, or people to help them when things don't go so well, because things do not always don't go great, right? Let's be real. We need to have plans on what to say or do when deliveries won't be met, when sites go down, when there are issues with credit processing, whatever. You have to know what are the top 5 to 10 things people could experience before buying, during purchasing, and after purchase, and what we can offer or do to help them navigate that. This is when most businesses fail, especially small businesses. This is when the worst experiences tend to pop up because businesses kind of will actually attack customers instead of truly listening to them, being helpful and honest. So you need to go ahead and work with your team on your customer service plan. Write up the scripts or guides, hire the third-party company if you have to, whatever. Do what you need to do to provide a stellar customer service because people hate having to deal with issues anyway, and at the very least, you can provide a good experience when they have to do so, especially during the holiday season. So some things to do now, identify your top 5 customer service issues that could arise. Assign a few team members to be customer service for the company or hire outside help. Please do not be afraid to just hire out. Write scripts. Identify what things you would do to help mitigate those key issues and how you will ensure a good experience for your customer. Do it now. Time is of the essence. We are already in the holiday season. So those are just a few quick things you can do to drum up business during the holiday season and to keep customers happy and coming back for more. This is prime time to get new customers, so don't be afraid to market, sell, all while being yourself in business. It isn't too late to make the necessary tweaks in some areas, but again, do not throw it all out the window. This is not the time. Don't throw your entire strategy out. You just want to take some gleans of things from here and there. The last thing you need to do is to start from scratch across the board while trying to make the sale during the holiday season. So stick to what you know, all while making some small fixes here and there. Hope those strategies and ideas are helpful to you. And I can't wait to hear which ones you chose to incorporate in your holiday plan for your business. Well, lovely folks, that's the show. Holiday selling is complicated. The times are a bit different this holiday season with the pandemic hitting us hard here in the U.S. This makes businesses have to make some changes to fit the times and deliver for their customers in a new way. Hopefully, some of the strategies provided and ideas to think about will be helpful to your business to get the sales you want. If you haven't already, make sure you like the Beautifully Complicated podcast page on Facebook. Link is in show notes. Follow me, Sheena, your host, on Instagram and Twitter at SheenaD1, or you can check out my website, SheenaHunt.com. If you like the show, please rate, subscribe, and share with family and friends. Make sure you continue the conversation from the show on our page or with those around you. I certainly look forward to hearing from you. Stay connected, stay fabulous, and always remember that the best life is beautifully complicated.